Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Romans chapter 13, starting in verse 8 and ending in verse 14. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Owe nothing to anyone, except for your obligation to love one another. If you love your neighbor, you will fulfill the requirements of God's law. For the commandments say, you must not commit adultery. You must not murder. You must not steal. You must not covet. These and other such commandments are summed up in this one commandment. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to others, so love fulfills the requirements of God's law. This is all the more urgent, for you know how late it is. Time is running out. Wake up, for our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is almost gone. The day of salvation will soon be here. So remove your dark deeds like dirty clothes, and put on the shining armor of right living. Because we belong to the day, we must live decent lives for all to see. Don't participate in the darkness of wild parties and drunkenness, or in sexual promiscuity and immoral living, or in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, clothe yourself with the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And don't let yourself think about ways to indulge your evil desires. Once again, that was Romans chapter 13 verses 8 through 14 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. What can you do when you live in a culture where selfishness is promoted and sold as, quote, good, end quote? These verses list sins of an empty life, drunken parties, sexual promiscuity, and jealous fighting. But for many in our culture, drunken parties are the best part of their week. Sexual promiscuity is part of a hookup culture, and saving sex from marriage is seen as strange. Jealous fighting is celebrated as entertainment and reinforced on social media. Christians sometimes try to live halfway in culture and halfway in Christ. This leads to moral compromise, draining his joy and resulting in feelings of guilt and insecurity. Paul says we are to take off selfishness and sin like dirty clothes, and to put on the presence of Jesus like shining armor. We need his armor for the battle. We need to stay on guard. Don't believe the lies. The self-centered life leads to emptiness. The life with Christ serves others, has self-control, and forgives and apologizes. This is the life people love to see but don't always want to live, because it takes discipline, God's work in us and our cooperation. This is a good life, fulfilled and shining with hope. Take off your old life and put on Christ's armor. Stay on guard against the selfish pleasures of our world and experience true pleasure and joy in Jesus. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. Are you, quote, playing with sin, end quote, in any areas of your life? Who is a mentor or spiritual leader in your life that could give you accountability? Why is purity a good thing and vital to a strong life in Christ? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.